You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Our impressions of our first preseason game. It's Dukes and Bell live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. Coming up, Falcon Report, guys, we'll hear from Chris Lindstrom as he gets ready for joint practices starting tomorrow with the Titans and on Wednesday. And then Mike and I had an interview with DeMarco Helms. You'll get a chance to hear. He had a couple big hits on Friday.
And one he got flagged for, we thought was jive.
Clean.
I mean, I know that we'd love to see, you know, the game get it right. Some things you just want to see that reviewed. And I just thought, even if you look at it in New York, they still get it wrong. I mean, it was a nasty hit, but it was a clean hit. You know, and there's still room for that. You know, I mean, I think, you know, certainly in light of what happened at the end of the game, you know, and the injury, which had everybody freaking out. But still, that's football, man. You see something like that, you can't do that. What are we watching?
What are we watching? Helms is a seventh-round pick, but he's making an impact at this camp, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. What stood out, if anything, for you? Because, again, we didn't finish this game.
Right.
I don't know if we needed to, and I mean that with all due respect, guys, saying – there were a lot of things that happened prior to this injury and the incident that you know, basically paused the game and suspended it. But did you see some things that you liked, Mike?
I thought Brandon Dorlus looked good. I thought Ebikadi had a good game.
I did too.
We talked about, I mean, I was watching James Pierce Jr., number 27, almost exclusively when I rewound it and watched it on Saturday morning. And he was getting a lot of double teams. There were some chips with tight ends. And they were certainly aware of him on the field. And that allowed other guys to maybe get their opportunities. Problem was the offense couldn't do anything with some of those turnovers. You know what I mean? That's where the offensive line was really dreadful. I thought that you saw that they have an issue at center. Wynn was not good, so they went and picked up Jake Hansen. We saw him kind of just basically going through the basics, Carl, number 72. Working out, kind of running, getting his conditioning up. He's a free agent, had played for the Jets and the Packers, because I think they looked at Javon Gwynn and said, that's not good in the center position. And we just really didn't – I think we kind of gave up all hope of trying to run the football. I thought Easton Stick looked sharp, just like we talked about with any other quarterback. Would you rather talk about Easton Stick going 2-for-19?
Yes.
The guy looked good. Now, what's he going to be able to do on a Sunday? Heaven forbid he's got to get thrown in if Kirk Cousins gets traded. If he puts more of those performances like that together, you feel good about it.
And that's the thing. Let's feel good about where we're headed heading into the season. It doesn't guarantee us a win, guys, against the Bucs. But, look, I'm already telling you, week one – Mike and I are going to be serious as a heart attack. We need this. Mm-hmm. We need to get going. We need a good start. We need the offense needs to get off to the right start, Mike, and get off to a team that's going to score points. I don't want to be in a Bucs game, Mike, where they hold us at 10 points, and you're like, Monday morning, you know, you're calling the show Monday afternoon, and you're like, well, yeah, but. It doesn't have to be that way. So there were some things that were good. I want you to hear Arnold Ebikadi as well, because Mike mentioned he did have a sack. Strip sack! get in there and make some things happen. But for Arnold Ebikadi, guys, and I've said this, Mike and I have been on the same page. 5-6 sacks, okay. But he needs some help. And as he continues to develop, and this is a good big year for him.
It's a contract year for him.
It is.
Year four.
But he's not had anybody opposite of him for the last few years to really be that guy. And so he was talking about just trying to be consistent day in and day out, game in and game out.
Experience being in the league for some time, and I mean, had a little bit of success here and there, and you kind of feel more confident about yourself. So it's like just a matter of going out there and being consistent and doing it day in and day out.
I think, too, he looks around right now, Mike, talent around him.
Yes.
on the edges is as much as he's seen since he's been
right.
here.
And we talked about the depth, and you know, you mentioned Brandon Dorlus. All of a sudden now you got real cuts. I mean, you got some – certainly the safety position is going to be some tough decisions to be made.
Sure.
But you've got more talent than you've had in probably going back to 17, 18 on this defense before they got really jammed up with injuries. Now you got guys that can get after the quarterback with athleticism. The only problem is, again – this offense, and this was the backup O-line. Backups are in the game, obviously. You get a fumble, you get a field goal, you get another fumble, you get a punt. So you get two fumbles, man. You get 14 points off of that.
You got to score points. Here's Arnold Ebiketie talking about where he's at as a player. He's feeling as comfortable as he's been since he's been in the league.
Yes and no. I feel like physically is more so the same, but mentally I kind of like I'm in a different space. I feel more comfortable, and I know who I am, and I know what I bring to the table. So it's just a matter of me going out there and just pulling myself right.
That's great.
Yeah, man, look, as we said, you've given him – he was a second-round pick. We already talked about the development. Some guys, you see it immediately. Some guys just pop. You know, and I think that Ebiketie has progressively gotten better, but as far as popping, that has not happened. So we're pulling for the guy. He's a great guy. But this is also for him, if it's not here next year, it's probably not going to be here next year. It'll be somewhere else, and you got to put it together.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You just want to show out. But in the process, we could benefit from him showing out.
Right.
Just like with Kyle Pitts. We could benefit from Kyle having one of those kinds of years. One last thing from Ebiketie, Mike. He talked about the sack. You mentioned it. That these were the high notes, right? These were the high points of the game. On Friday night, where you went, okay, I'd like to see us get a sack.
I'd like to get
a turnover. We got turnovers, guys. Here's Ebiketie talking about that sack.
That's definitely what I hope the season will look like through and throughout. So it's exciting, you know, bring the quarterback down and just get familiar with that, and that becomes the expectation moving forward. So it felt good.
Now the other competition we're watching is Younghoe Koo. He did not play, but there was a group of 37 players who did not play on Friday, all starters for the most part. So Lenny Krieg got the kicks, guys. He made a 57-yarder, missed a 53-yarder.
Right, I was going to say that. Okay. So I think Koo is back, and I know that we want to see competition. Look, they had to light a fire under him. That happens anytime a guy struggles. I think it was just all about the injuries. As he said, you know, off the air, it was the hip, and it was really more of a groin. You're saying in Texas.
Groin.
So he couldn't do what he needed to do. And we're like, you and I, I've said it a million times, we're never used to seeing Koo look as bad as he looked last year.
No.
Hopefully that's the aberration. He's back on top.
Yeah.
And Krieg, as you said, you can stash him because he's the international player.
Which is good. I mean, if they like him enough. He's got a big leg, guys. There's
right.
no debate.
He's got to hone it in. Right.
Got to figure out, you know, the distance is not the issue. It's making sure he can hit the uprights in between the uprights. 404-726-0929, talking Falcons, talking about what they did today. Mike and I were there. It was a lighter practice, all right? But they are preparing, and we're going to get into this in the 5 o'clock hour, for these next few days. And, look, I'm not building this up because I had a guy hit me up. He says, man, you're making it sound like they're going to play the game these next 2 days and not on Friday. Well, that's kind of the situation.
Well, if past is prologue, then yeah.
Yeah.
Because Raheem, we talked about it, Sean McVay. Raheem was there with the Rams for a number of years. McVay doesn't play the starters. And you want to mitigate injury? We just saw Joe Burrow play. We saw, you know, Patrick Mahomes play. We saw Geno Smith. Everybody. A lot of guys were playing. Okay?
Yep.
But this is the way we handle it. Now, we're going to be at practice, guys, tomorrow and Wednesday. We won't be at Hooters, by the way. Programming note, we're going to be back in studio on Wednesday. So tomorrow will be our last day of our residency here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. So come on down and join the party. But, yeah, we're looking to see us going up against Cam Ward, looking to see how Pierce continues to do his thing. I really want to see Jalen Walker really, really make some noise. Because Jalen Walker at times both at practice and I thought at times in the game, Carl, kind of gets sort of smothered, kind of gets stuck, gets enveloped by the kind of running right into the lineman. And he's got to use that athleticism we saw at Georgia, and hopefully that will come. But if we're looking for, you know, guys that we're not talking about just yet, we're not really talking about Jalen Walker, not really talking about Xavier Watts, mostly because of the injuries, and which put them a little bit behind the eight ball.
Put them behind the eight ball. Not enough. Not enough. We're not talking about them enough. And
doesn't mean that, guys, we're just saying what we saw.
Right.
This isn't indicative of what we're going to be talking about in week 10.
Correct.
I'm just telling you, here's what we've seen so far. Really want to see. I thought Jalen was going to be walking around like he walked on water. That's not happened yet.
No, it hasn't. Make sure you hit us up on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We're going to talk at 5. You'll hear from Chris Lindstrom as well, as he had an interesting thing to say about the preseason and his preparation. But, Mike, we got some guy talk to get to.
Yeah, man. Oh, awkward moment up in New England. Bill Belichick and his girl run into Belichick's ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Last time she ran into her, she tried to get that Jordan Hudson thrown out of a party. What happened this time? And for you, young...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Parents, neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
You know, again, I don't have kids because people like me shouldn't have kids. I'm too irresponsible. But I got about a three-day little sample size of parenthood. And let's just say, Carl, with my niece in town, Uncle Mike dropped the house payment on Legos. We'll explain. It's coming up in Guy Talk live from Hooters Mall of Georgia.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.